These are the questions I hope to answer in my presentation. This was based on my master's thesis project, and its title was Quality of Care Through User's Eyes, a Case Study at One Reproductive Health Center in Nicaragua. I want to give you a little bit of background that framed my research questions. The International Conference on Population and Development held in Cairo, Egypt in 1994 transformed the way population policies and programs are viewed. Under this framework, reproductive health is a holistic human rights-based approach in which women and men's individual needs are met. Prior to the ICPD, programs narrowly focused on family planning to reduce fertility. Now family planning is relegated to just one of many components, and the concept of reproductive and sexual health and rights emerged. Quality of care is key to ensuring programs are responsive to individual needs, promote women's rights, and freedom of choice. Client-centered care is key to providing services that are humane and individualized, that reach out to traditionally underserved populations such as men and adolescents, and which address contextual factors that influence women's ability to shape and express agency over their choices, such as inequities in gender or power relations. The empowerment of women was also identified as a necessity towards achieving desirable outcomes in reproductive health, as unequal power relations have traditionally left women voiceless in matters of sexuality and reproductive health. Many activists recognize reproductive health as more of a political right than a medical issue, a question of choices and the right to choose. So, as I mentioned, this background framed my research questions, which are, what do female users of one reproductive health center in Nicaragua perceive to constitute good quality of care, and how do they compare or contrast with that of providers? And how do women's experiences at the clinic affect their sense of self? The second question is an attempt to determine the ways in which women are being impacted by the quality of care they experience. Nicaragua is a signatory to the ICPD Program of Action, and many NGOs are providing high-quality reproductive health services. Nevertheless, maternal mortality rate is one of the highest in Latin America, and it has the highest teen pregnancy rate in the region. Only half of women report they receive any sexual education, and only one quarter of the population has access to reproductive health services. It's also the second poorest country within the Western Hemisphere, in which almost half of the population live below a dollar a day and 80% under two. The site for this research is a reproductive health NGO in Managua that offers a wide array of services in three centers throughout the city. I haven't been given permission yet to mention them by name, but to understand women's perceptions, I think it's important to briefly describe their philosophy and work, which embodies the spirit of the human rights-based approach focusing on client-centered care. It's a feminist organization, so all policies and services are framed within the context of fostering equality and empowering women, and they work in four areas: research on political advocacy, information, education, and training comprise 90% of their work and revolves around the six themes mentioned on the slide. Community work involves educational and training activities at the center and in the community by health promoters. And medical care includes gynecological services, obstetrical and pediatric care, counseling, and legal services. Medical care, however, is only considered to be complementary to the center's work in information, education, and training. My research was based at the medical center at the Adolescent and Youth Center. Though the Adolescent and Youth Center directs its services to individuals under 25 years of age, women and men of all ages receive care at the medical center. This was a qualitative descriptive study utilizing the grounded theory approach. I used snowball sampling to recruit 20 female medical center users for interviews. I used purposive sampling to interview 14 key informants and recruit focus group participants. Focus group participants were selected by the type of services they used. One was composed of promoters and promoters in training, also called amigos, and the other were participants of a community program called Workshops and Chats. All women interviewed or who participated in the focus groups were between 16 and 47 years of age. I conducted 27 hours of participant observation, and I used Atlas TI, which is a qualitative software program, to code and analyze data. So to refresh your memory, my first research question was, what do female users of one reproductive health center in Nicaragua perceive to constitute good quality of care, and how do they compare or mentioned its quality of care, with one user capturing what others were saying. In no other place have I felt so good as here. Most expressed a deep sense of loyalty, claiming they would never leave. As the second quote shows, most users and key informants made constant comparisons of the center's quality to public and other non-governmental health centers available within the city. So participants in this study almost universally considered the center as providing high quality of care, and my research enabled me to break down more closely what this meant. So this is a conceptual diagram of the first research question. Individual factors which women perceive to constitute high quality of care can be placed in two main categories. Interpersonal relations and institutional services. Interpersonal relations refer to the way women feel about and are treated by the staff, including receiving respectful treatment, support-centered care, compassionate care, and developing meaningful relationships with their doctor. Institutional refers to the physical infrastructure, such as a pleasing environment, low cost, short wait times, and services offered, such as competent care and information and education. Now, interpersonal relations and institutional services are inherently interconnected, as a pleasing environment and competent care influence how women feel about being respected, supported, and cared about. Similarly, feeling supported and having trusting relationships with their doctors enhances the medical experience for women and adds to their perception of receiving competent care. In this presentation, I'll just focus from this sphere on these two, support-centered care and establishing relationships, and in this one, competent care and information and education. So in support-centered care, five themes emerge, but I'll just touch upon these three. They provide solutions, give opportunity for self-expression, and advise and encourage. Many women refer to the supportive atmosphere in which the center and staff help them overcome challenges to their general health and well-being. One-third of the interviewees valued the ability to express themselves, as it allowed them to get relief by being able to talk to a friendly person about their fears and problems. Focus group and interview participants overwhelmingly perceived the doctor's advice as a form of support to help them make better decisions in their life and their health. A common topic was self-care and sexual responsibility. Many also felt advice in other areas of their lives and claimed this helped them overcome life's challenges. All of these sub-themes were reinforced by providers, as one doctor said, "Women bring many problems that at times they don't talk to other people about. One may come in for a problem with their breast, and then suddenly the user brings up a problem she may have, such as sexual relations with her partner. And then an exchange occurs, or some knowledge or experience, and you resolve other problems that she brings." Establishing relationships was another dominant theme. Many claimed the doctor's gender influenced their perception of quality, and in some cases were their motivation for visiting the center. A few associated her gender with an ability to provide better care. Users also feel a level of trust with their doctors, in spite of half having seen at least two doctors as a result of staff turnover. One provider shed light on how this trust is cultivated. "We never lower our eyes to write in our notebook. We have a conversation so that they enter into an environment of trust." All but one interviewee referred to the competent care they receive at the center, with several appreciating the confidence they have in the quality of care they receive, though they were unable to clarify why they feel this way. Over half referred directly to the competency of the doctors as a positive element of quality. One user explained how the delicate and sensitive touch of the doctor helped her overcome fears of medical treatment. "She's helped me. Before, I was afraid of many things. At the moment of the pap smear, I didn't like to do it because I was afraid. I felt that it hurt me. I've done it in another center, and I felt that he hit me. Here the doctor comes, she attends me, and really I've not felt any pain, nor does it annoy me when she's done it." All interviewees mentioned the information they received from the center as a positive element of the center's quality of care. The majority claimed they learned about STI and HIV/AIDS, pregnancy prevention, importance of annual gynecological exams, intrafamily violence, and rape. All women believe the center stands apart from others by the individualized attention they receive. One doctor explained how she decides which topics to approach with the user during the consultation process. "I approach the reason why the user came in. I detect if she's living or not living with problems of violence. At times she may not say my partner hits me or she suffers. Nevertheless, many times her attitude and form of being implies it, such as being sad or quiet. She may be pregnant, so then I approach the importance of prenatal care. If a youth path have begun to be sexually active, I approach aspects of her sexuality and the importance of taking care of her health. If it's a woman in menopause, I talk about aspects of hot and cold flashes, annoyances, and irritations. The women who were most emphatic about the center's high quality of care were explicit that the center serves as a pivotal source of information and support in their lives. In their view, quality of care is a complete vision of respecting and empowering women so they may get to know themselves and their bodies and safeguard their health and that of their families. All six criteria of Judith Bruce's quality of care framework were perceived to be important to these women. However, interpersonal relations overwhelmingly emerged as the predominant factor. The key role interpersonal relations plays in women's perception of quality of care infers the importance women feel place on feeling respected as individuals and nurtured as an active participant in safeguarding their health. Findings on the second research question were rich, nuanced, and spontaneous and revealed that the majority of women felt supported in their development as individuals who were capable of safeguarding their health and well-being. As such, the themes of self-development, improved self-care, and developing a sense of autonomy emerged during analysis. In self-development, the majority of women felt they better understand their bodies and learn new ways of being. Some women learned to express themselves, particularly regarding their bodies and their personal problems. Roughly one-fourth felt they gained confidence or self-esteem. Half of all women felt more concerned about their health and acknowledged it's their responsibility to protect it. One-third expressed they also learned the importance of taking care of their families. An equal number are proactively practicing safer sex. Over half of those women interviewed expressed agency in decision-making, especially regarding the spacing and timing of their families and in selecting an appropriate birth control method. The majority of women who had been users of the center for more than 11 years also expressed feeling liberated in their lives or claimed they learned to stand up for themselves, especially in defense of their sexual rights and the rights as individuals to be respected and have autonomy. This table shows the varied ways in which the majority of women felt influenced by their experiences of quality of care. The left column lists the ways women felt impacted, which I've just gone over. The middle column shows the range of the length of time interviewees were users of the medical center, and the right column indicates which focus groups expressed elements of impact. You may remember there were two focus groups, one with promoters and promoters in training who were also patients, which are referred to as PU, and the other with participants from the workshop and chat community program who were also patients. So data suggests most interviewees were impacted in some ways from the quality of care they experienced, which is here highlighted in the red and green. However, women who've been patients longer, here in the green, have gone farther in developing autonomy. They not only express agency in decision-making, but they feel liberated and are able to stand up for themselves. While a sense of autonomy seems to develop from visiting the center over a longer period of time, these women did also appear to rely on the center as a fundamental source of information, guidance, and support, especially during difficulties with their health or personal lives. The promoter user focus group, identified here by the PU, was the only one to be influenced in all elements. This could also reflect the greater role doctors and staff had in meeting the participants' emotional and physical needs, in contrast to the participants of the other focus group. Interpersonal relations also appear to play a large role in women's experiences of self-development, improved self-care, and sense of autonomy, something that can't be attained through infrequent contact. On average, women visit the medical center 5 times a year, yet those women who had very little to say about any impact only visited the center once a year for their annual exam. In conclusion, this study uncovered rich and deep understanding of key dimensions of Bruce's quality of care framework. Interpersonal relations overwhelmingly emerged as the dominant factor in women's perceptions of quality of care and played a key role in their experiences of self-development, improved self-care, and developing a sense of autonomy. Implementing institutional factors such as low-cost and competent care without embracing and developing interpersonal relations may not improve service quality since it won't enhance clients' experience. I just want to thank you all for coming, and these individuals here are just people who helped me. This was a thesis project, so